This is the Women Uninterrupted podcast brought to you by The Hindu. This podcast is a space where we host difficult, different, and uninterrupted conversations between women. This is Anna Thomas, your host on Women Uninterrupted, a podcast on The Hindu. On this episode, I have Harsha Paulson. Welcome to this episode where we are talking of the effect of porn on relationships. And Harsha is with me because she has done research, a manuscript on...
Yeah. So I recently did a research on specifically how Asian pornography affects the social relationships of people, young people. So I looked into a lot of factors, how it is affecting their sexual relationship with their partners or with their friends, with their families. How is it affecting themselves in a certain way?
By Asian, you mean South Asian, Indian, and the continent?
I mainly refer to like Southeast Asian. Hmm. So mainly the Japanese and the Chinese culture and the porn and all of those things that has been shown. Hmm. I'm not looking into the Indian ones.
And hardcore porn.
Yeah.
So by hardcore porn, I would understand that it is porn purely based on a sexual act without emotional attachment. Would you say that? Let's define that for this episode.
The hardcore porn that we mainly browse in the web is mainly the ones which are staged. Mm-hmm. And if you look closely, there are nothing romantic about it. There is nothing, it's not lovemaking. It is basically just two people coming together, having an intercourse and just leaving. Mm-hmm. So there is no romance, nothing mm-hmm. romantic about it. It's just having sex and leaving after that. And that's how they make into stories. So in Asian porn specifically, if you see, they make a lot of stories, storylines. They build up all of those. Everything is staged.
At what age generally did your subjects start watching porn? And how many hours did they spend on an average?
Most of them started watching porn around the age of 11-ish, 12, around that age. The age where you just get to know a lot of things, like you're curious about a lot of things. And I remember during the interview, I asked all of them that why did you start at that point of time? Like, why not later or why not earlier? So they were like, it's the peer group that they... mostly hang out with. So they talk about a lot of things, and since they don't get sex education from the family or from the parent side, they are very curious about a lot of things, like how this works, how sex works, how this whole reproductive system happens, like what are my genitals for? They don't know what is it used for. So that's how they started looking into it. And then it just becomes like a habit of going through it all day, every day. So yeah.
Porn as sex education, porn as a way to kill time.
Hmm.
Were any of them in relationships?
One of them was in a relationship while I was interviewing. So I asked, like, rest of them were not. They recently maybe broke up or were not interested or maybe just having casual dating or hookups, maybe something like that. So one was in a relationship, and I asked that person that did it actually benefit your relationship, or it kind of taken that spark away from the relationship? Like, and she said that it affected in a positive way because they both are inexperienced in some or the other ways. So it helped them to get closer, to get to know a lot of things. Maybe it is a very bad source of getting to know things because that is not how in reality things work. It was kind of used as a point of reference. It brought them closer, but she's not proud about it. She's like, we could have done something else, or we could have looked into something else.
So. Okay. You mentioned that Asian porn portrays women as submissive. There was a lot of violent porn.
Mm-hmm. So this is something that I've only seen in the Asian pornography. Already in the culture of Asian culture, women are expected to be very submissive, very quiet, obedient, very sweet, caring, emotional, vulnerable. All of these adjectives are very much associated with women, not with men. And on the other hand, with men, they have to be powerful, attitude, dominant, and all of those things. But when you see that in a pornographic video, it just gets very traumatizing, because as a woman of this century, when you're seeing a woman getting beaten up without her consent, she's getting, I would call it rape, what is being shown there, but a lot of people don't, but I would call it a rape without a consent of a person. You are having sex with that person and that person is getting tied up, but it is being sexualized, it is being storylined and portrayed to millions of people. I am not consuming it, but a lot of people do consume it and take ideas from it. And they feel that what they see is okay to do with the person that is with them. And I kind of have seen the comments that have my friends sometimes pass. Mm-hmm. Like, because in pornography, women's bodies are shown in a certain way. They themselves start to have their own insecurities about their body, that are they not good enough, or if they have smaller breast size. Because the bigger ones are the ideal ones that are being considered in the society. But I have seen that a lot of my friends comment, very, very friendly comment it would be, but it is something that is coming from this place. So how do they know that bigger breast sizes are much more attractive? Through media, through how easily it is accessible, you consume it. That's how the ideas come into. So in your daily life also, you sometimes very subtly pass comments. You don't know where the actual thinking is coming from.
So what were the main conclusions of your research?
I had three findings in this, the main conclusions. First was the influence of media and how its impact on the mindset of young adults. And second theme was that Asian porn and its impact of power dynamics between men and women. Third is that effective education and awareness programs to improve parent-child relationships. All of my interviewees, they said that if the parent and child relationship was improved, nobody would have actually gone into something like this. Or at least you would have known that when to stop. Take it as an enjoyment, but you should know the difference between real and reality. You shouldn't have that certain kind of expectations when you see it and then you apply it in your real life. So a lot of them said that in Indian society, where is sex education? If the parents are being much, if they are given awareness programs, or even they are getting education on this, so it would get much more sensitized to talk about this issue much more openly in the families, and it would be much more easier for the students, children to get out of it and be much more responsible.
As couples, the people in relationships, did they talk to each other? Did they know that the other person was watching porn? Did they watch together?
Yes. Sometimes they have watched it together. Sometimes they have seen it individually.
What would you say is addiction? How many hours a day?
Some people who are very addicted to porn, they do not even have the courage or the strength to go and talk to other people and find new relationships or build new relationships. For the pleasure's sake, they do it by themselves. Mm-hmm. So they don't feel the need to have anybody else in their life.
Okay. So you would say the direct effects would be performance anxiety and body image issues?
Like during my research, and I also found out this term, like where all of them has mentioned this, mm-hmm. that women's pleasures are not taken into consideration. Many of them have said that in the starting of the video, the women might be not allowing it or being against it, and the end of the video it shows that she started enjoying it. A lot of people would disagree with me, but I personally feel that banning is not a solution, and in a lot of countries they have banned it. A lot of countries, even our country, has banned it, but don't you think people have taken their own ways to find it? Proper sex education given from the starting of the school years. Secondly, another solution for this, that they can have better communication. Work on the sexual part of your relationship with communication.
So this would call for a culture in which people can have happier, more satisfying relationships based on communication, the important word.
Yes.
empathy, rapport, as always for any relationship. Thank you, Harsha. We were talking about the effects of pornography on relationships.
Yeah. Thank you so much for inviting me here to openly talk about something like this. And I really hope in future more people come and talk about such taboo issues which are in our society in much more open manner.
Yeah, signing off on this episode of Women Uninterrupted, a podcast where we host difficult, different, and uninterrupted conversations between women. Brought to you by The Hindu.